Audio 24. Handmills. Handmills, intended primarily to grind grain for processing into flour, are present in all domestic enclaves on the island. Two types are shown in this showcase: reciprocating or push-pull mills, and rotary or circular mills. The reciprocating mills have an elongated active surface on which the grain would be placed for grinding by friction with a hand, the name given to the stone artifact used to grind. The rotary mills are made up of two pieces called grinders. When applying a rotary movement to the upper wheel, it rotated against the lower one, which was fixed to the ground. The friction thus produced between the two pieces made it possible to grind the roasted grain as it was introduced through the central hole. During this grinding process, stone particles that were mixed with the resulting flour or gofio were detached. Its consumption caused significant wear to the teeth of the ancient Canadians, causing problems with their oral health. The rotary mills were obtained from quarries consisting of walls of tuff or vesicular basalt, from which, with the help of picks and other tools, cylinders were extracted that were then ground and formed into millstones. These quarries were spread across various areas of the island and would supply a number of villages. Both the making of mills and the obtaining of obsidian and other lithic productions shown in this room suggests the need for specialized knowledge. The knowledge of these techniques, in turn, points to the existence of a social division of labor in which certain people would perform such tasks. The study of the bones of the ancient Canadians confirms the existence of individuals, specifically men, specialized in activities that required great physical effort. The excavation of caves with picks, the obtaining of circular millstones from quarries, or the mining of obsidian could be examples of those tasks carried out by certain indigenous people.